And now for International Communications Part 2 with Mr. John Jones.
Good morning and welcome to the International Connection. Today, Bob Marshall speaks with Gilles Gervais, the leader of the newly formed Commonwealth Party of Canada.
This is Bob Marshall, and I'm talking to Gilles Gervais.
As the leader of the Commonwealth Party of Canada, the party for the Commonwealth of Canada, the new federal party.
All right, and you are concerned about what issues?
Well, our major platform right now is to get Canada involved in a crash program for building beam weapons in space, right, to defend against the danger, the actual attack, nuclear attack, or a mistake that would lead to a nuclear attack.
Right.
Okay, and that's one of our major issues. The other one, of course, is we've got to develop a third world, and that requires a new financial system, a new world economic order. Right now, the IMF, the World Bank, is basically forcing countries to grow quick cash crops, right? Instead of ordinary crops, they are forcing countries like Colombia, or used to force Colombia and Mexico, basically to grow marijuana or cocaine to pay off the IMF with that type of thing, with the complicity of the governments. Now, at this point, there was a big conference in South America, the Quito Conference, and what they decided there, the heads basically of Colombia, Venezuela, Peru, and Bolivia, basically signed a declaration of against drugs, and basically their title was that crime, the drugs were a crime against humanity. And Betancourt, especially, has launched a major war, all-out war against drugs. We ourselves, our associates down there, the Colombian Anti-Drug Coalition,
yes,
and the Andean Labor Party, were very involved in denouncing and exposing the highest levels of complicity in this dirty business. So what we had is that the former president, his name is Alfonso Lopez Michelson, we have accused. So what happened is that we accused him of being linked to the top echelons of the drug trade, a guy named Pablo Escobar.
Okay, are there any Canadians involved in this international drug network?
Well, let me get to that, yes. What happened is that this fellow Escobar, after our exposés, was indicted for the assassination of the former Minister of Justice, Lara Bonilla, who was basically gunned down, Italian style, in April.
Yes.
And Lara Bonilla had been leading a very courageous fight, and we had gotten some support from him. He had actually written a letter in our defense when our organization was under attack by the drug trade down there.
Yes.
And so what we have now is that the government has basically cracked down on the people we've exposed. They cracked down on people above suspicion. 14 people were basically arrested as regards to this case. The former president, Lopez Michelson, himself is now in Denmark. He sent a letter to the actual president, Betancourt, complaining about our exposés of him and his cousin, the top banker of the country, Jamie Michelson. And that letter basically was published by the government throughout the embassies and the radio and the press down there. And what is remarkable is that what we had exposed basically came true. They read the letter,
yes,
on the air, but also the cousin of the president was indicted on banking charges of fraudulent banking practices that involve the drug trade. So that's what's happening. These people were involved. They had kidnapped the vice president, Patricia Di Londono, of the Anti-Drug Coalition. It is because of our international effort internationally that she got released after a while, because we were exposing these people to the point where to release her would have been done more damage because of our exposure that would have been covered worldwide. So that's what's happening there. As for the Canadian side of this thing, basically you're talking about the machine that we've exposed in a book a few years ago called Dope Inc. It was subtitled Britain's Second Opium War Against the United States. Right in the middle of this machine is one Major Louis Mortimer Bloomfield.
Yes, wasn't he part of Permandex?
Well, yes, he was one of the heads of Permandex. And Permandex was said by French security forces to have actually planned out 30 assassination attempts against the President Charles de Gaulle.
Yes, I remember that.
In the 60s, right?
Yes.
And, that's what the machine is. And the Bronfman family, I mean, he used to be the actual lawyer for Samuel Bronfman, the Bronfman family. They were totally involved.
You beg your pardon?
They were totally involved since the bootleg era.
Yeah.
In terms of, for instance, today laundering dirty money for the mob. Paying up the deal debt that the dad owed to these fellows.
Right. Now, Bloomfield is part of the Sea Law, international Sea Law now?
Yes, he's very active in these international. He's actually the, some of his relatives now are involved with the being consulate to Liberia.
Right. Yes.
Yes, the whole thing about the international sea and that type of thing. He's an expert in that.
Would you have documents to show the Bronfman's implications?
Yes, we've written a full book on it, which we will reprint, called Dope Inc.
Yes.
As I mentioned before, which goes through the whole British connection. The connection to the who runs the drug trade from the standpoint of the names, the addresses, who's behind this international conspiracy of $300 billion.
Yes, in Canada.
$300 billion a year.
And Canada is a major entrance point for North America.
Well, not only entrance, what they do here is that the five major Canadian banks basically serve as a laundering apparatus. Because of all the fiscal paradises that exists in the world, I think the Canadian banks are right second behind a few British banks. So that's because of these. There's no checking up on these reserve requirements and how the money's transferred. So all these five banks from their headquarters basically transfer and launder dirty money, and it's transferred into Cayman Islands and the Bahamas.
So Dope Incorporated will be reprinted.
Yes.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing that. Is there any final thing you'd like to say?
The thing about drugs, as I say, is that this has become a crash crop imposed by the IMF and the World Bank on third world countries who can't pay. And what we need, of course, is a total commitment to growing food. Right now, we fear that, as I said on national TV recently, that I fear that by October, as early as October, there will be major food shortages. There are right now shortages of milk in the United States. Right now, they are selling milk in the United States as fresh milk, which is powdered milk.
Yeah.
Okay, this thing has been bought up by the grains, for instance, have been 13 million metric tons of grains have been bought up by the Soviets. They're not using this, they're just storing it in terms of strategic confrontation that they're planning. They need those types of reserves.
Right, okay, we have to end this, but the Dope Inc. is a heavy sponsor of the nuclear freeze movement, I understand, according to your research.
Yeah, it's the same forces. Basically, the nuclear freeze, what is it? Is that they are saying, we have to surrender. We have to surrender. We have to freeze those missiles.
Right.
Now, appeasement policies never worked in the Second World War before, because you had Russell and these people in the peace movement. Hitler was able to go right through Europe. We cannot repeat the same mistakes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Joel.
That's the International Connection for today. We'll be back next Thursday during NewsWave.
Hi, time for job listings on CKLN. Right, John? Right. I have one for secretary. It's pays $5 an hour in the McCowan Shepherd area. It's part-time, 25 hours a week, and they're flexible. And they say it may lead to full-time, but you must have experience. You should be able to type 60 words a minute, shorthand 80 words per minute, and they say... Lord Jorgensen Hall, the Employment Center. The second one is for a cook, and it pays $6.50 an hour in the Eglinton and Avenue Road area, part-time, 4 to 7 Monday.